Welcome to the Dating After Divorce podcast. I'm your host, Shade Curry, and I believe every divorced woman deserves a romantic relationship where she feels safe, loved, and cherished. You can create the most amazing life after divorce, and I will teach you how. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 40. Loving your past self. So today I want to talk about this concept that I share with my clients when I find that they are trying to move forward after their divorce, they're dating, building a business, moving up in their career. And no matter how hard they try, there's just always this sense of shame or sense of negativity, this feeling of never being good enough, a constant fear that they will not achieve their goals, they will not meet the guy, they won't succeed at what they're doing. And for many of my clients who are experiencing this, I use a tool that I call retrieving your strengths. And this tool is super important because I often find that the root cause of the inner critic constantly beating themselves up, constantly achieving things, but never feeling good about what they're achieving, is the fact that they do not love their past self. And I know it sounds cliche to love yourself, but I'm going to break it down for you as to why this is super important. So I'm going to tell you about three of my clients who experienced this in different areas. So the first one was divorced or is divorced and dating again. And what we discovered was that she had separated in her mind, she'd separated herself from the person she was when she dated her ex. She was very young when she dated. She got married to this person who was toxic and abusive and unfaithful and unkind and cruel. And she stayed in the marriage for a long time. I know many of you listening can relate to this. And she eventually got a divorce, rebuilt her life, is doing well, but the sense of shame that was with her currently, or that is with her currently, she's moved past it now, but as we worked together, that sense of shame just kept coming back. Every time she tried to move forward with something else or up-level or reach for a bigger goal, she just felt like she wasn't good enough, she wasn't worthy, it was never going to work. She just really had this ceiling on what she thought she could achieve. She had this ceiling on what she thought she deserved, even though all of the evidence in her life pointed to something different. Like, she was successful, she was beautiful, everything, all of the evidence pointed to, hey, you can do this, you can take a risk, you can do something new, you can create something new. But within herself, she could not really embrace the feeling that she could. So that was one client. Another one was very frustrated with the resources that she felt she had at this time in order to move forward. So we're working on her goals, working on moving her forward, working on her new relationship. And there was just always this sense of judgment about whether or not she could achieve her goals in the time that she had decided or that she had set. And she just felt like she wasn't capable. She always felt inadequate. And for her, it was because she kept beating up her younger self for not setting her up with a network of friends and business best friends. She had made a lot of choices as a young person that had really harmed her network. And so because she was beating herself up about that, her ability to build her network now, to create new friendships, to create new relationships had been harmed. And then my third client had failed a lot in her career. She had made failed a lot, not because she made mistakes, but because things came harder to her than other people. She just had a certain capacity for work, and she had a certain capacity for her academics that wasn't the same as the people in her direct environment. And so she always had this sense of inadequacy that she couldn't achieve the same way other people did. And then a couple of things happened in her life, that goals that she had set that she didn't achieve when she was a young person. And because of that, that always came up. Now, these are three different situations, three different clients, but the common denominator here is that they all blamed their past self for not setting them up for what they wanted now. And because their past self had not done certain things, they were always behind. This is the part that isn't on the surface. You might not realize that you're thinking this way, that, oh, I'm always behind. I'm always behind in my relationships. I'm always behind in time. I'm always behind in my money. Always behind in trying to date again and finding a new person. I'm behind. And that sense of being behind just because you made a mistake in the past will keep you in a negative space, feeling inadequate, because your brain is telling you that not only do you have to do what you need to do in the present, you have to somehow fix what happened in the past in order to have a good present. Well, what happened in the past can never be undone. Because the past can never be undone, this type of thinking will have you in a catch-22, where you will always see your goals and your present and the life you want to build as being extra difficult or impossible or harder. You will have feelings of inadequacy. You'll have a hard time building on what you do have because you're focused on what you don't have. What's interesting when I walk my clients through the process of retrieving their strengths is we always discover that they had way more strengths in the past and that their past self was dealing with way more than they are now. And going through everything she was going through with so little resources and so much strength. So my client who had married a narcissistic ex and had to deal with that was also the mother who was the community builder. She raised her kids pretty much on her own throughout the marriage. She raised well-adjusted, amazing kids, even in that environment. She went back to college. She got a degree. She started her own business. I mean, she was an amazing friend, an amazing family member. When we walked through chronologically everything that she had achieved in such a hostile, toxic environment, her statement was, oh my goodness, I was a badass. And she was. And so are you. If you're listening to this, you are probably neglecting a lot of the strengths that you used in your past, in your first marriage or second marriage, whichever, wherever you are in the timeline. If you are experiencing shame and regret and sort of feeding off of that instead of being able to move on with your goals, you're probably neglecting how incredible you were, how amazing you were, how awesome and powerful your past self was. I look at my past self, coming from the family that I came from, going through the divorce and the marriage and the divorce that I went through, and not knowing what I know now. So here's the catch. My past self didn't know what I know now. She wasn't a certified life coach. She hadn't gone through therapy. She hadn't gone through all the many coaches that I have worked with right now. She hadn't read the books that I've read and done the study that I've done now. And she, my past self, the one who was married in my first marriage, the one who went through a lot of dysfunction as a young person, that past self of mine is the one who set me up for the life I have today. Yes, she made some mistakes, but you know what? There was no way she wasn't going to make those mistakes. She didn't know any better. She didn't have the resources. And I am just amazed and so thankful to my younger self for staying the course, for persevering, for always looking for answers until we found them. When you look at your past self, what do you see? How do you think about her? I don't even really feel like I need to like forgive my past self for the things that she did. Cause I'm like, listen, sis, you are incredible considering what you were dealing with. You did an amazing job. And I tell my past self that she did an amazing job. If you are angry at your past self, if you're disappointed in her, it's going to keep you from developing confidence. It's going to keep you from developing self-confidence. There's a little bit of a difference between those two. Confidence is your ability to, is how you think about your ability to do things that you've already done before. So say you've read a book and you've studied and you've gotten a degree. So you maybe have a master's degree and you want to do a PhD. If you've already had a master's degree, you probably have the confidence that you could do a PhD. So that's confidence. Things you've done, you've gotten a job in the past, you've raised kids, etc. You would feel pretty confident that you could do it again. Now, if you are busy judging your past self, busy feeling like, oh, she was awful, she didn't know what she was doing, you won't even have confidence. Your past self got married the first time. And so many of us are so terrified of doing it again because we do not see the strengths that our past self has. We don't see like, okay, well, she at least she did it the first time. She found a guy the first time. It was the wrong guy. I can find a guy again. There are so many divorced women who do not believe in their ability to find a guy a second time. And I'm like, what is happening? You did it the first time. You can do it again. The lack of confidence in being able to do it again comes from not retrieving the strengths that you had the first time, not going over those strengths, not appreciating them, not building on them. Then there's another layer of having self-confidence, which is your belief in your ability to do something you haven't done before. So when you don't even have that first layer of confidence, self-confidence is almost impossible. A lot of women who have been divorced lose complete trust in themselves to do the right thing because they've cut themselves away from like the positive parts of their history. And they made one mistake or two. I don't know how many mistakes you made. They made those mistakes they made in their past. They then come out of the divorce completely devastated and feeling like, oh, I can't make any more good decisions. I have no idea what I'm doing in life. And so there's constant second guessing. There's a constant fear of taking any kind of risk. There's a constant fear of investing in yourself or investing in coaching or investing in a program because it's like, well, I didn't finish this, so I won't finish anything. I did a bad job here, so I'm always going to do a bad job in the future. This is a lack of self-trust and a lack of self-confidence because with self-trust and self-confidence, you have to believe that you have the ability to do something you've never done before, that you have the ability to figure it out, that you have the ability to find the resources, that you have the ability to get the help that you need. And when you don't have that, you can't do anything new. You can't date online. If online dating wasn't available earlier, you will not have the ability to trust yourself to date online now, if you didn't do it before, because you're like, well, I have no idea what I'm doing, so I can't figure this thing out. Or if you didn't evaluate your first spouse appropriately and you chose wrong, you won't be able to build the self-confidence that you can do it right this time because you've thrown out self-confidence and thrown out self-trust because of mistakes that you made in the past. So when I talk to my clients about retrieving their strengths, we go through their past, we go through their marriage, and we document all of the strengths they exhibited during that period. This can take a minute because they've usually spent so much time discounting all those things that I really have to like work with them and kind of tease it out and help them bring it to the forefront. One of my clients who really fixated on her career mistakes had gotten a PhD, like literally already had a PhD, but didn't see herself as that thought leader and didn't see herself as that accomplished person because she was so focused on her mistakes. One client had protected her mother from domestic violence. So the client did not experience domestic violence. Her mother did, and she was the one who was the protector in her family. Now imagine that as a teenager, she was the one protecting her family from the abuser. And like in the present, she felt like she just didn't have the ability to maybe protect herself or do what she needed to do. And so we've walked through and retrieved so many strengths. And really, this is like just like one session, and it completely transforms the way they look at themselves and the way they look at their ability to achieve what they want. So what are you thinking about your teenage self? What do you say to yourself about her? Are you blaming her for how things turned out? Or are you blaming your 20-something self or your 30-something or even your 40-something self? What are the hard things that your past self had to navigate? What strengths did she exhibit? Can you have compassion for the difficulties that she had? Can you thank her for getting into the amazing life that you have now? And now, with the work that's left to be done to build the future that you want, can you, in the present, do your future self a favor by investing in yourself and choosing to do that work and choosing to use all of your strengths, all of your capacities, all of your resources to build the future that you want? All right, go and take a minute, 10 minutes with your journal, and sit down right at the top, retrieving the strengths of my past self, and see what comes to you. Think about your past. Think about how amazing and incredible you were. Make that list and see what it does to how you see your ability to move into the future. And if this activity helps you, I want to hear about it. So you can go to my website, shadecurry.com, and message me or book a call with me so we can talk about it. You can also get on my mailing list and respond to my email. And I want to hear the amazing gifts that your past self had. All right. Thank you for your time and attention today. I appreciate it. And I will see you next time. Thanks for listening today. If you are ready to get married after divorce, I want to invite you to download my free 8-video training specifically designed to help divorced women date with ease and get married again. Head over to shadecurry.com to get started. That's shadecurry.com. I'll see you inside.